Recording of instructions to be played to candidates. Welcome to the United Nations Language Proficiency Examination in English. In presence of the candidate witness, the examination material has now been opened, and each candidate should be in possession of one question booklet in English and one answer sheet. Keep these booklets closed until told otherwise. The examination is comprised of a listening comprehension section, a composition, a series of multiple choice questions consisting of reading comprehension, vocabulary, and grammar. The total time for this examination is 3 hours and 10 minutes. You are responsible for your management of time. You are not allowed to communicate with other candidates during the entire examination. Should you require assistance, or need to use the restroom, please raise your hand and someone will come to assist you. You are to remain in the examination room until the examination ends and booklets have been counted, even if you have finished. Those who wish to leave may do so now. Smoking is not allowed, and the use of dictionaries, reference materials, calculators, cellular phones, beepers, and any other wireless devices is absolutely prohibited throughout the entire examination. Your composition and all answers to the multiple choice questions must be contained in the answer sheet provided. You will now be told how to use the answer sheet. Please now put in front of you the answer sheet and listen to the instructions entirely before proceeding. You will be given time at the end of this recording to fill out the necessary information on the front page. Using a pencil, you will have to write your family name or last name and given name or first name in the box spaces provided on the front page of the sheet. You should then black out the bubble corresponding to each letter of your name. Then, where indicated below, write in capital letters your full name and your test site. The test administrator will give it to you at the end of this recording. In the spaces provided, also indicate your date of birth, your index number, if you have a UN index number, otherwise leave that blank, the language in which you are being tested, and your application number. In the space for test site number, please write and black out all 4 digits. For instance, for test site 1, you should black out 0001. Complete anonymity is required. Your name may only appear on the cover page of the answer sheet, which will be removed before grading. Do not write your name anywhere else. Should you need to refer to family or country names in your composition, you can use letters. For example, Mr. X, country C. Non-compliance with this instruction will entail automatic disqualification. Now, open your answer sheet. Do not tear apart the 2 pages of the answer sheet for any reason. Except for the essay, all answers to the 95 questions of the test will have to appear on page 2 of your answer sheet, filling out bubble 1 for answer A, bubble 2 for answer B, bubble 3 for answer C, or bubble 4 for answer D. Do so using a pencil only, no pen. Please take the time to look at the marking instructions on the top of page 1. And 2 of your answer sheet. Only one circle may be filled in for a single question, or your answer will be marked as invalid. After the listening comprehension, the examination will continue with the composition or essay part. Please indicate the topic you have selected in the box labeled topic number on the top of page 3. Leave the other boxes blank. You should write your composition on the lined paper located on pages 3 and 4 of the answer sheet. You will not be provided with additional pages. It is your responsibility to carefully manage the space when writing your composition. You will find the only scrap paper you are allowed to use inside your question booklet as two blank pages after the composition questions. The Board of Examiners will not take into consideration anything written in or on the question booklet. However, you may take notes in it for your reference only. Do not remove any pages from the question booklet. You must use a black or blue ballpoint pen for your composition. Do not use a marker or a felt tip pen or whiteout. Simply cross out what you do not wish to be taken into consideration for marking. You should now put away any books, notes, documents, or reference material on your desk. You should only have a pen, a pencil, an eraser, and your exam material. You can now start filling out the cover page of your answer sheet. Then the examination will commence. The administrator will indicate the time left about 15 minutes before the end. Finally, the administrator will inform you of the end of the examination. Thank you for following his or her instructions until your release. The examinations and test section wishes all of you good luck and success.